こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、フランス政府は大手スーパーマーケットが売れ残った商品を廃棄処分することを禁止する法律を制定しました。店舗面積が400平方メートルを超えるスーパーは、今後売れ残った食品を慈善団体に寄付するか、家畜の肥料などに転用する義務が課せられます。またこれまで廃棄したものを人が食べないよう化学薬品で処理してきましたが、これも禁止されます。毎年約710万トンの食品廃棄物が出ているフランスでは、政府が3年前に廃棄される食品を2025年までに半減させるという目標を打ち立てていました。
The French government has passed legislation banning the disposal of leftover food items in major grocery stores. The ban applies to any supermarket with a footprint larger than 400 square meters, which will be given the option to either donate the food to charity or producers of fertilizers. Furthermore, the addition of chemicals intended to make discarded foods inedible has also been banned. France, producing approximately 7.1 million tons of food waste every year,has made a resolution to reduce that quantity by half by the year 2025.
素晴らしいよね。もったいない精神だね、これぞ。
It took a while for there to be some progress on this issue.
そうね。なんか、まあ、もちろんこれ結構そのすごいねみたいな、いいねみたいな、うちの国でもやるべきだみたいなトーンなんだけど、まあ、スーパーからは批判が出てて、その710万トンの廃棄物のうち、まあ、大手スーパーマーケットが出しているのがだいたい 5% から 11% で、レストランが 15% で、消費者が 67% だから、なんかなんでうちだけがみたいな感じで言われてるらしいんだけど、まあでもね、 11% でもやるとやらないでは全然違うから。
So what are the main reasons why they dispose of the food in this way?
なんかその会社として捨てたものを人が拾って食べたりとかすると、後でそれでお腹壊して責任問題とかになるからじゃない。
Even if it's, you know, thrown out、
だってあの、私の母親がね、若い時にマックでバイトしてたんだって、で今やってるか分かんないんだけど、その当時はそのちょっと賞味期限切れたポテトとかハンバーガーとかを捨てる前に踏んでから捨てさせられてたんだって。誰か食べないように、
really?
そうだから、まあ、もちろんその店員も食べれないし、例えばそれを捨ててホームレスの人とかも食べれないし、みたいな。
It kind of makes me think about、or reminds me of the way that、clothing companies、will destroy
Yeah.
Huge amounts of clothing. I worked at a clothing company, which I will not name, and I was helping them box up just thousands and thousands of perfectly good pieces of clothing that were just being shipped off to be incinerated. Should there be a ban on that as well? I don't know. I mean, there is an argument that if they...don't do that, then it kind of, you know, damages their brand image.
Right, right.
You know?
まあなんか難しいよね。
But, you know, burning it damages their brand image too.
そうね。それが公になればね、もっと。
So, maybe they should just make it mandatory that if they are doing something like that, that they disclose it. And then leave the decision up to the company.
そうだね。そうだね。そう、この食べ物もね、すごい、あの、2014年にイギリスのスーパーのモリソンってところが、あの配送が17分遅れたっていうだけで1万個のミートパイの受け取りを拒否したとか、
1万個のミートパイ、
をもう17分遅れだからもう捨てて新しいのをよこせっていうことだと思うんだけど、だからまあね、そのコンビニとかもそうだけど、本当に1分でもその賞味期限の時間が過ぎたら捨てちゃうわけじゃん。全然別に平気だと思うんだけど、それ食べても。
Well, the fries at McDonald's are They go from amazing to terrible in like 2 minutes. Right?
揚げ物はね。揚げ物はね、確かにね。でも。
No, but like if you get karaage or something, it's still good.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. Or like お弁当とかさ、おにぎりとか。
And
you know,
the fries at other places last longer, I think. Just the McDonald's ones are really good for about 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's like little strips of cardboard or something.
そうね。なんかぐにゃぐにゃになっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, you pick up a fry. What, by the time you're at the end of the container,
yeah.
When you pick up fries, it's like, it's like bending and floppy.
そうね。だからカリカリのやつが好き。
Just flaccid French fries.
Yeah. そう、でもこれいいよね。なんか日本もこういうの やらないのかな。
So, yeah, the situation here is just...As it has been?
I think so. かなりの廃棄の出てると思うよね。あのコンビニ24時間やってるしさ、それだけ商品を回さないといけないわけだから。
They did have the, what was it, the もったいない campaign type thing where I think they were like encouraging people to take home leftovers and stuff. I think that might have completely gone away by now.
そうだね、忘れられてるけど。
But,
そうだね。
Yeah,
なんかこうやってすごい廃棄されてる食品がある一方で、すごいなんかシングルマザーが生活保護を受けながら、もうなんか子供が餓死してるとかさ、たまにニュースになるわけじゃん。だからやっぱ意味わかんないもんね。だからこうやって慈善団体とかを通してそれをディストリビュートしてくれるんであれば。ただちょっとトリッキーなのは、あのこれ生の食べ物も含まれるわけよね、スーパーだから。もちろん野菜と か,、だかそうするとその慈善団体が受け取る側で冷蔵庫とかそういうのを配備してないと、どんどん食べ物だけ来てどんどん悪くなっちゃうみたいな、だからそのシステムをこれから、まあ、法律先にできたけどそこをもうちょっとちゃんとしていかなきゃいけないみたいなふうには言われてるみたいな。
It's so weird. In most countries have some sort of a social security system and welfare payments and they have systems where people with a certain income level or less are eligible to receive food stamps, for example. So we have, you know, all this taxpayer money being funneled into programs for food stamps and other welfare initiatives. Meanwhile...People are just throwing good food out left and right, and it's just these things haven't been connected. It seems like there's almost no integration there.
そうなんだよね。
I mean, the welfare system should be coordinated with, you know, some legislative efforts to encourage a reduction in wastefulness with clothing, with food, with.You know, all these things.
そうね。だからそっち側の流通ルートみたいなのを確保しないといけないよね。ただでもそれができればそんなにね難しいことじゃないようには思えるんだけど。
And that's not really going to cost anyone anything. It's just more efficient.
Yeah. そう。だから素晴らしいよね。
Yeah. Someone needs to make software for that or something.
Yeah. 次。イタリアで4月下旬に14歳の少年が運河に飛び込んだところ、水中で何かに足が引っかかり救助されるまで42分間水中に閉じ込められる事故が起きました。その後1ヶ月間昏睡状態でしたが、先日目覚め奇跡的に脳に全く障害が残らなかったことが分かりました。この件について先日ニューヨークの神経学者が考えられる原因を2つ以下のように説明しました。まず水に浸かると人間の体は心拍数を下げることで酸素を節約し、脳、心臓、腎臓を守るためそこに集中して血液を送ります。これは潜水反射と呼ばれ、海洋生物によく見られますが、溺れかけた人間が助かった原因としてもよく名前が挙がります。ただ実験ができないため、潜水反射が持つ可能性については明らかになっていません。もう一つは水中で息を止めることで体内に二酸化炭素がたまり、それにより脳の血管が拡張され、結果としてより素早く脳を冷やし保護することができるというものです。
In April, a 14-year-old boy was trapped at the bottom of a canal in Italy after his foot was caught in something at the bottom. The boy remained at the bottom of the canal for 42 minutes before he was rescued and was taken to a hospital where he was in a coma. 1 month later, he woke up and appeared to have suffered no neurological damage whatsoever. A few days ago, a New York neurologist explained how this may be possible. When the human body is submerged in water, the body has something called a dive reflex, where the heart rate drops and blood is concentrated in vital organs such as the heart, brain, and kidneys. While this mammalian dive reflex is typically observed in animals, it has also been credited for the survival of drowning humans. Because of the nature of the reflex, not much research has been done on it, and so the nature of the mammalian dive reflex is not well understood in human beings. Additionally, holding one's breath underwater leads to the accumulation of CO2 in the bloodstream, causing expansion of blood vessels in the brain. This helps to concentrate blood in the brain and protect it from the cold.
そう、なんか2つ目の説は結構 controversial って言ってて、まあだからもしかしてこのどっちかなのか2つが組み合わさってなったのか分かんないけど、42分間だよ。すごいよね。もう完全に脳がやられてると誰でも思ったと思うけど。
But there are free divers that can remain underwater for longer.
But they're like super trained. Yeah.
And they're trained, but they're still human.
まあね。でもさ、潜るぞと思ってやってるわけじゃん。This boy was like, yay! ってジャンプしたら、もう上がれないわけだから。
Maybe he should become a free diver.
Maybe.
Or I don't know, maybe he's kind of traumatized for, by this whole thing.
で、この42分がどれぐらいすごいかっていうことなんだけど、歴史っていうか溺れちゃった人の中で助かった人が水中にいた平均時間はだいたい10分以内なんだって、で助からなかった死んじゃった人の水中にいた時間の平均はだいたい16分。だから10分を超えるともう脳のダメージとかを超えてもうだいたい死んじゃうみたいな感じ、だからこの42分間水中にいながら生き延びた上に脳にも障害が残らないで普通に喋ってるっていうのはかなりのレアケースだよね。
This mammalian dive reflex is really interesting that the human body does this. That the human body has some sort of mechanism that's designed for underwater situations like this.
そうそう、なんか
It knows you're underwater.
そう、赤ちゃんとかでも起きるらしいんだよね。その赤ちゃんを水の中に入れるとこう目を開いて息を止める自動的に、でそのなんていうの心拍数が自動的に下がるみたいな。だからなんか水温とかにもよるらしいんだけど、だからプールとかにちょっと使ったぐらいじゃ別にこれは起きないって書いてるところもあったけど、まあだからそうさっきも言ったけど実験できないからね。
Well, I think they have done experiments with this sort of stuff using free divers.Because they're the only ones that, you know, where you can put little sensors on them and see what's going on with their vitals.
ちょっと違うもんね。この事故の場合とさ、よしやるぞって言ってトレーニングされた人がやるときとさ。
But, I mean, it's the same reflex.
Right.
You know, it's still the mammalian dive reflex. Without it, you will just drown. It doesn't matter what sort of training you do.
そう、だから人間の水中用のスペシャルスキルだよ、これは。
You know, one thing that some people don't realize is that it isn't your lack of oxygen that makes you want to breathe. It's actually the accumulation of CO2 that makes you want to breathe.
Right, right.
So if you know, before you dive, if you're like, you know, you like hyperventilate, you can actually really reduce the CO2 levels in your blood.
Okay.
And then when you go underwater, you don't have the, you know, I need to breathe response as strongly, which can actually be dangerous because if your oxygen is low,
so that
because your body doesn't really have a good way of knowing how much oxygen is in it. Just from a biochemical standpoint, it just made sense to base it off of CO2.
面白いね、それも。
Yeah, I watched the TED talk by Futaki Ai. She's a Japanese free diving record holder.
Your crush.
She's hot. She's hot.
なんか一回さ、あのバイリンガルニュースのツイッターから、
after I saw her TED talk, I tweeted her. I think, or maybe it was on Instagram or something, but
I think it was Twitter, and she replied, right?
I think so.
Didn't
yeah.
She? Yeah.
Something.
I hope she's listening to this.
Maybe.
来てほしいよね。
But she would be the one to talk to about this stuff.
そうだよね。フリーダイバー、本当にすごいよね。フリーダイビングの人って。
Yeah, the training they do is ridiculous. She can do weird diaphragm movements and
yeah.
just the your health, like your control of your mind
yeah,
and the control
yeah.
of your body is absolutely critical.
もう同じ人間と思えないもん。あの、
yeah.
YouTube のビデオとか見てると、あのカップルでやってる人知ってる？何人か分かんないけど、あのカップルのどっちかがいつも撮影してるのね。だから撮影してる方もすごいの。先に潜ってずっと撮ってるわけだから片っぽの人だから二人ともがそのスキルないとできないよ。
I think, yeah. Usually the person filming is just wearing like scuba gear or something.
そうそう、でもこの二人はなんてバブルスが出ちゃうから二人ともフリーダイビングしてるの、mm. すごいよね。なんかさ、だってもうなんていうの、海底みたいなすっごい海の底とか海に開いてる穴の中に何にもつけないでさガーッと沈んでいったりとかさ。
Have you tried diving without any equipment?
Oh god. Yes and no.
Yes.
Like I've tried, but I suck at it.
With like
so...
snorkeling stuff or?
No. Well with snorkeling, but まあ閉じちゃうから意味ないじゃん、一回潜ったら。
Mm.
So, まあゴーグルしてるとだけと同じ状態で、mm. あの三宅島、三倉島に行った時にイルカと泳げますみたいなさ。でイルカと泳ごうと思うとさ、自分が、まあ、プカプカ浮いてても見れるんだけど、
yeah.
一緒に潜った方が楽しいじゃんと思ったんだけどね、全然できない。海だと特にもう慣れてないし練習してないし、全然もう浮いちゃって全然まず下に行けない。
Why you float back up or?
なんかね、重りもつけてたんだけど、そうすぐ浮いちゃうし、で潜れたとしても下に進むのでいっぱいいっぱいで、全然なんかイルカとかいう問題じゃないみたいな、
うん、
だから潜水とかこう水の中で自由自在に動き回れる人とかすごいなと思う。
What about like at a swimming pool? You can dive and pick something up off the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyone can do that.
No, not anyone.
小学生でもできるよ、そんなの。なんか小学校のプールの授業であったじゃん。先生がこうなんか変な玉みたいな沈むやつ投げてさ、それを拾ってくるみたいな。それはさすがにできるよ、私も。海はちょ
っと。I think it's easier in a swimming pool because you, the water is less dense.
うん。そう、プールの方が沈むの全然簡単。海はね、本当に浮力が強いからか、強いのと私が下手すぎるせいで。全然無理だった。びっくりした。なんかそのやってるインストラクターの人、ダイバーの人見るとすごい簡単そうにガーッと下まで行ってイルカと戯れてんの。でそれを見ながら、あ、戯れたいけどそんな余裕がないみたいな、全然無理だった、ね、
How long can you hold your breath for?
わかんない。でもそんなに持たないよ私。結構いける？
Yeah, but I've practiced.
Ah, okay.
So...
私ね、その
But I'm not like even like I don't even think I can hold it for 4 minutes.
あ、でもすごいじゃん。
But
3分はいけるってこと？
I think so. I mean, I haven't done it recently. Do you know
what
planking is?
Yeah.
This is like kind of
何の
random.
何の関係があるの？
I'll explain in
okay.
a second. So planking is like where people lie down like face down on like weird places. And I was at the swimming pool.Outdoor swimming pool with my friend.
Okay.
And this is when planking was still like
流行ってた。
And so I was joking around and I sink in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
So I just planked on the bottom of the swimming pool.
Oh wait, I've seen that picture.
Oh, you saw it.
of you doing it. 懐かしい。結構前じゃない？
結構前。
それ見たことあるわ。
So I was planking on the bottom of the swimming pool.
そうだ。That's so stupid.
But I realize it's really 迷惑じゃん because they don't know if this dude's like.
Ah, 死んでるかとか。
Yeah.
そうだね。
Yeah. So I. But I didn't think. I didn't think of that when I did it.
まあ写真撮ってる人がいれば大丈夫だけど、一人でやるとね、なんか溺れてるかと思う。
I stayed there for like as long as I could.
Oh my god.
Like sleeping.
I totally remember that picture. Was that at some 区民プールとか？
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
planking もなんで流行ったんだろうね。ちょっと今
から意味が分かんない。That was the only time I've ever done it. So.
あれ顔映ってないよね。あれみんなに見せれるんじゃない？
嫌です。
なんで？次。アメリカの国土安全保障省が行った内部調査で、空港でのセキュリティチェックに関して、95% の確率で覆面捜査官が武器を持ち込むことに成功していたことが分かりました。運輸安全局または TSA はこれまでも人種差別や預けた荷物の中身の窃盗など権力の乱用に関する批判がたびたび噴出しています。
An audit of the TSA or Transportation Security Administration by the Department of Homeland Security has found that undercover agents were able to go through security checks with a concealed weapon 95% of the time. Recently, the TSA has faced growing criticism over misconduct such as racial profiling, theft, and generally poor service.
Oi! Oi, oi! これさ、95% ってさ、だからやってる意味ないよね、マジで。
The 5% that got caught just were hit up.
ね、
probably.
ね。どういう、あんな
If they trained the people...If they trained the agents in the Department of Homeland Security even better, they,、うん、could, they might be able to get this to like almost 100%、yeah. if you think about it.
しかもこれアメリカのだよ。アメリカの空港のセキュリティチェックだからかなり厳しい方じゃん。Yeah. まあイギリスとかの方があるかもしれないけど、うん、でもあの何こうやってさ手を横にしてこう回転するあれの中に入るやつあるじゃん。
I don't know if they're still doing that.
Yeah, they were still doing that.
Oh, they're still doing it?
Yes.
The rapist scan?
この間の10月にあのベガス行った時やられたよ。もうあれ体全部見えちゃうやつね。裸みたいな感じ。あれとかもある国でだよ。95%ってさ、マジあんなみんな並んでさ、ベルトも取れ、靴も取れとかやってるのに全然意味ないじゃん。
You can refuse the, that machine.
そう。
I didn't refuse it.
でも refuse すると他の部屋に連れて行かれてpat downでしょ。
Usually right there it's a pat down and they use a wand, a metal detecting wand.
Yeah.
And they do the pat down is more invasive now than it used to be. They like stick their hand in your pants.
そう、私それされたことあるもん。超でっかい女の人が来て、なんかもう本当におっぱいとかもうその下の大事なところも普通に撫でられるみたいな。なんかそれでさ、そんなのもされといてされてる人が大量にいるわけじゃん。そこでこんなさ、95% の確率で武器持ち込むのできますって言われたらさ、もう何だったの？
You know, this is done by the Department of Homeland Security, but telling people that they don't catch people 95% of the time is like an open invitation for terrorists, right? And if you're ISIS and you're listening to this, it's like what?There's only a 5% chance I get caught if I do it the right way.、
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. でも今までもさ、なんていうの、その、何でもできるじゃん、今テクノロジーあるしさ。その、前目薬の入れ物になんかエクスプロシブ入れた人がいたせいで今、リクイッドが持ち込めないじゃん、mm. とかさ、なんか、何かしらの、何、ループホーはあるわけじゃん、常に。
Yeah, it's tough.
だから、ね。でもなんかがっかりするよね。95%って言われると。
Yeah, it's bad. I've actually taken a knife onto an airplane.
Oh, accidentally.
On accident. Yeah. Mm. This is when I was like 12 or something.
Oh, okay.
And it was just in my backpack, like a pocket knife with a.Decent blade on it.
これなんか前も言ったかもしれないけど、その私も前に TSA のエージェントにあのいとこがマスカラ取られた時に、今度からバッグの一番下に入れればあの見えないからそこの方に入れてって言われたので、その時にもうなんか、うん、え、じゃあ意味ないじゃんと思ったけどで、そっから私もなんかそういうリクイッドのものでジップロックに入れるのめんどくさい時は普通にカバンの一番下とかに入れてると全然平気だけどね。まあだからそれは 95% いけるわって感じか、そうやって考えると。
いや、
yeah, でも武器だからね。武器だよ、銃とかフェイクエクスプロシブとかが持ち込めちゃったらしいからね。
うん、
Yeah. あの日本だと結構その空港の職員の人がすごいさ優しいじゃん。なんか別に全然高圧的じゃないから、yeah. そんなに嫌な気持ちにならないけど、アメリカはさ場所によってはすごい偉そうな人いない？まあなんか
yeah, it's
もともとそのミリタリーの人でリタイアした人とかも結構いるからかもしれないけどさ、なんかすごい全部の権力を握ってるかのようなさ、人いない？たまに。
Well, just the way they deal with your bags is the worst.
そうだね。
I remember I was sitting on an airplane and I'm looking out the window and I see the people loading the stuff into our plane, our stuff. And they're just chucking this shit. Like, yeah. They don't give a fuck. They're just throwing bags and just throwing... and I'm just like seeing my, you know...
suitcase.
Yeah, my delicate devices or whatever is in there just being... tossed.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows, like, just don't put anything that can break in a suitcase if you're going to the U.S.
あとはこれね、その TSA の職員による窃盗とかもさ、数がすごいじゃん。あの、具体的な数字忘れちゃったけど、で、なんか元 TSA 職員みたいな人のインタビューとかで、Oh yeah, like we used to take people's stuff all the time みたいな感じで超カジュアルなの、なんか、
yeah.
いつも取ってたけど何かみたいな感じで。
Yeah, it's bad. So. They've on some TV show they like followed a TSA agent agent, I guess you call him agent, one of the bag checking people to his house because he had stolen a phone and the Find My Phone was enabled. So they like show up at his house. The TSA guy was like really awkward.
Oh, awkward. So なんかね.
And I've had stuff stolen. You know,
my cookies that you got for me. Oh my god. もうそれから私だから I've been holding grudges against TSA.
Yeah. Laptop charger stolen. Laptop charger.
ね、そんなの取んないでよって感じ。
And like, I think they stole like almond butter or something, like something where I was like, what?
God.
Like, that?
本当に評判が悪すぎるよね。
And there was the paper in my bag. They left the paper in my bag saying they checked it. So I know they stole it because I know they opened my bag. They said so. It's weird.
ね。そう、本当なんか、本当一部のさ、テロリストのためにこんなにトラベラー全員が何万人、何百万人とかがみんなこんな並んでベルトも取って体もさら触られて荷物とかも見られてとかやってんのにさ意味ないとなるとね
the methods people have trying to sneak weapons onto planes is always funny when they get caught. It's like the guy that had bombs in his shoes.
Okay.
And I think he was like trying to light his shoes like on the plane or something weird.
Huh.
Or they put a bomb in theunderwear.
Okay. Huh. それはでも見つかったケースでしょ?
Yeah.
よかったね。
Yeah.
Weird.
はい。次。Scientists and economists have formed what is to be a $150 billion initiative intended to make clean energy more affordable than coal worldwide by the year 2025.The plan, known as the Global Apollo Program to Combat Climate Change, will dramatically increase investment into energy technologies like power storage, smart grids, and renewables. So far, the program has attracted attention from China, Japan, Korea, India, Mexico, the UAE, and the United States. Participants in the effort will be required to spend an average of 0.02% of GDP annually to help fund these technologies.Members of the initiative will be announced in November.
科学者と経済学者のチームが2025年までに石炭に代わるより安価でクリーンなエネルギーを見つけるため1500億ドルの世界的プロジェクトを始動させました。気候変動に対処するためのグローバルアポロプログラムと名付けられたこのプロジェクトはストレージやスマートグリッド、再生可能エネルギーなどの技術への投資を積極的に行っていきます。すでに中国、日本、韓国、インド、メキシコ、UAE、アメリカの政府が興味を示しています。参加国は毎年 GDP の 0.02% を投資額として支払うことになります。参加国及び参加団体は11月に発表されます。そう、みんなで協力した方がいいよね、本当こうやって。国を、ま、越えてさ。
Yes.
ありがたや、ありがたや。
I mean, if they do it. If Japan doesn't enter this thing, that's nuts.
まあ、入るでしょう。入るでしょう。
This is important for industry.
Yeah.
It's very important for industry. This renewables and power storage and these things are going to be huge, huge industry in the near future.
だからこれ入っといた方が絶対いいでしょう。だって遅れちゃうもんね。そのインフォメーションとかの点でも。
Yeah, well,
何も知らないで一人だけさ、え、何 What's going on? みたいになっちゃうもん。
Well, that and just the fact that, you know, climate change is pretty serious.
Yeah.
Currently, CO2 levels are at 400 parts per million, and they're continuing to increase. And there's actually something called a carbon cycle. So if there's more carbon being put into the atmosphere than can be absorbed by life mm-hmm. on the planet, then every cycle you're accumulating more and more CO2, right?
Mm.
400 parts per million is like right before the industrial age. I think it was at like, geez, I don't remember the exact number. Something like 270 parts per million
okay.
before the industrial
okay.
Revolution. From that point on, it's been going up rapidly. Mm. And now it's at 400 parts per million. It hasn't been this high in at least like 400,000 years or something.
Right.
And we have records of this from, mm. you know, ice cores and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So this is, we've created an atmosphere on this planet that isn't natural to this planet. Mm. Or would not exist, would not. For sure, it's going to change the behavior of the atmosphere and
yeah.
and its effects on the climate. So, yeah, it's alarming
yeah.
that we haven't done more already.
ね、まあだからでもこういうのが始まるっていうのはいいニュースだよね。
うん。
しかも何？そういうこれやっぱクロスカントリーというかさ、が一番早いじゃん。
Yeah, so the goal of this is to kind of kickstart the market dynamics for choosing renewables over coal.
Right.
So people do whatever makes them more money.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that means making power from coal, then that's generally what they're going to do.
Right.
There's a concept of grid parity. And for solar, reaching grid parity means solar power is cost the same or less than grid power, right? So they're trying to do a similar thing on a global scale for alternative energies versus coal.
Okay.
So right now, per megawatt hour, coal is at $91.
Okay.
Whereas solar, on average, is like $136 per megawatt hour. On average.
Right.
So in some places, solar is cheaper, where it's really sunny.
Mm.
There's no, you know, clouds.
あとあれでしょ、暑すぎてもダメなんだよね。
No, that's fine.
Really? Because they were always telling me that if it's too hot, then it becomes less efficient. So it's better if it's not too hot. Like people think like, すごいなんか晴れてて砂漠みたいな。めちゃくちゃ暑いところだとソーラーいいのかなって思いがちだけど実は暑すぎるとダメなんですってよく言ってたよ。
Well, they're building a shitload of solar power plants in very, very hot places right now, like in the Middle East.
I mean, I'm sure it works. I think it's just efficiency issue.
Well, but overall, you're going to make more power.
Right.
So the efficiency thing is kind of a moot point. Because you have the sun is stronger at lower insulation, like lower angles.
Right.
So the sun can be lower in the sky and you will get more power then. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the people who told me were in the solar industry, so they weren't against solar or anything.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't their point at all. But yeah. So, ne.
I don't know if that's true now. It may be. Solar has come a really long way versus just like 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's completely changed.
すごいもんね。もう中国のさ、会社がめちゃくちゃいっぱい参入して。
Yeah. China is doing a lot for alternative energies right now, despite their pollution. Because of their pollution problems,
yeah, yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
And their ability to manufacture efficiently and at low cost. Opponents of renewable energies are like, certain areas in the United States. Canada's not helping shit. Australia, not helping shit. These countries are part of the problem, or their governments are. You know, like Tony Abbott is like coal fiend. And Canada, you know, the economy is largely based on oil and deforestation, so... Or I should say forestry.
まあみんないろんなアジェンダがあるからね。まあでも本当できるところはね、こうやって協力していた方がいいよね。
What I would prefer happen is actually that they address the externalities of fossil fuels. And that's what's necessary to have an efficient market. You know, it's not at market equilibrium. There are externalities, which is like, you know, the impact on the environment and the impacts on human health that are caused by fossil fuels.
Right.
And these companies pay nothing for that.
なんかそのでも情報がさ一緒になってないもんね。つながってないじゃん。さ、WHO とかが健康に関して何か発表するっていうのとこの環境の問題と、じゃあそれで何兆円の損失がとかってさ。でその WHO の方も結局お金にもつながるわけじゃん。保険のお金がどんどんかかるわけだから国に対して。でもそれがなんかあんまりこう一緒に報道されないからね、なかなかつながんないのかもね。
You don't even hear politicians talk about this ever.
そうだね。
They don't talk about reeling in the externalities of fossil fuels. They don't talk about it. But it's the most important legislation. I mean, this is it's ridiculous.
ね、結局だから
If you're polluting the environment, you're damaging the environment, you're harming people's health. You know, if I directly harm someone, then I'm taken to court and I have to pay compensation for that.
Yeah.
This is a huge company making tons of money.
Yeah.
And these fossil fuels are harming human health. And instead, people are having to pay for that.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
そうね。
So the politicians should address this.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
It's weird.
They're getting paid a lot right now. So I guess it doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get it.
One of the main candidates for presidency in the next U.S. election is a guy named Rand Paul, who wants to abolish the Environmental Protection Agency.
What?
And abolish emissions regulations.
What?
This is real. This guy's a real candidate. This is real. And he has a lot of support. It's crazy how strong big oil is. And
where is he from?
I don't know. He's Ron Paul's son.
Is he Republican?
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Well, he defines himself as like a libertarian or something like that, but it's ridiculous.
すごいね。時代に逆行してるね、堂々と。
Yeah, but it's like working.
すごいね。
I don't know.
だからやってみるもんだよね。行ってみるもんじゃない？そう考えると。もう時代の流れとか無視しても、
well,
これ言っちゃえと思って言ったら意外とさ、ついてきてくれる人がいる
ってこと。 This guy wants to ban abortions and he was opposed to gays in the military for a long time. He's against gay marriage. I mean, all these things.
すごいね。
He has tons of support. I don't know.
すごいね。
It's crazy.
なんか昔の時代を represent してるみたいな。
Yeah. I think we might have to have one more, you know, Reagan-esque cycle before we can
すごいね。
Move on.
It's interesting.
Yeah, just everyone can just, you know, pollute however they want to. I don't know.
Well, it's a country of freedom, right?
Yeah, but you have freedom to not be harmed by stupid companies that want to make money. You know, 次。Researchers in Canada are attempting to better understand a phenomenon among people with body integrity identity disorder, known colloquially as transability. According to Alexander Baril, an expert slated to present on the subject at the University of Ottawa this week, transability is defined as the desire or the need for a person identified as able-bodied by other people to transform his or her body to obtain a physical impairment. This could be deafness, blindness, amputation, paraplegia, or even having a penectomy, which is the removal of the penis.
カナダの研究者たちは、未だ謎が多いトランサビリティと呼ばれる身体完全同一性障害について研究を進めています。オタワ大学のアレクサンダー・バリーレ助教授によると、トランサビリティは自分の体に故意に障害を与えたくなる願望や衝動を持ってしまう状態のことです。例として聴覚障害、視覚障害、体の一部の切断、下半身の麻痺、性器の切断などが挙げられます。すごいよね。
Yes.
なんかウィキペディア見ても、まあ、なんか患者の数があまりにも少ないからまだその、mm. ちゃんと分かってないみたいな感じに書いてあったけど、どういうこと？
I don't know. it's
なんかあれって書いてあった脳のあのバディマップがちょっと壊れちゃうとこういうことになるのかもしれないみたいな。Mm.
But they're saying it may be a similar phenomenon to transgenders.
Really?
Yes, because transgenders they feel like they're not in their body. Their body is not
their own.
They're not comfortable in their body. They want to change their body, and when
right.
they do, then they're comfortable in their body. The same phenomenon is true for people who are transables, people who have a normal working functional body, but they don't feel comfortable in that body.
Mm.
They feel like they should be, or that their true self is physically impaired.
Okay. Okay. え、なんかその実際のケースみたいなの読んだ？
Yeah, there are a lot. There are a lot
so
of
like,
cases.
え、じゃあ例えばもう足がないのが本当の自分 なんでこの足ついてるんだろうって思うとするじゃん、
うん、
で実際に切ったらそれで満たされるというか満足感を得られるのかな。
Well, it's difficult because cutting your legs off is likely fatal unless you have a professional do it.
Right. Well, I mean that probably that wasn't really a good example, but for example, I don't know, deafness. You know, you can just puncture your eardrums or whatever.
Hmm.
Or,
but they're not so interested in the pain involved in obtaining the new.
Yeah, yeah.
The,
so
the
I mean,
impairment.
Like, once they become impaired in somewhere in their body, like, are they satisfied? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they don't like regret it or anything.
Well, I didn't see any cases where someone did regret it.
Okay.
I'm sure that's a possibility. There's probably transgenders that regret some of the work that they have done.
あの、ブルース・ジェナーの話、昨日読んでた時も、あの、こう、性転換手術して次の日朝起きた瞬間は、What have I done? って思ったんだって。まあでもそれは結構15秒ぐらいで亡くなったと言ってた。でも変な話、なんか比べるのもおかしいっていうかさ、私の方が全然マイナーなケースだけど、最初にタトゥー入れた時もあの次の日朝起きて一瞬だけ What have I done? って思ったからそれのもっとすごい版なんだろうなと思ってこのブルース・ジェナーの話聞いてたんだけど、
How long did it take for that doubt to go away?
Real fast. もう最初だけ、最初起きた時忘れてるからさ、思い出してなんかあって思ったけど、でも、まあ、やりたかったことだし、
It seems natural
うん、だから最初は誰でも結構そういうショックが来るのかもね。こう寝て起きたら、ね、また記憶が蘇ってくるまではちょっと忘れてるというか。
It's not often that you do something that's sort of irreversible.
そう。そう。
How often does that happen? It's very rare.
そうなの。
Can you think of another example of something that you do that's like kind of irreversible? Porn. Porn is irreversible.
What? What do you mean?
Well, if you do porn and then it's on the internet.
Oh, like
it's
if you're
just
in porn? Yeah. Well, yeah.
But you wake up the next morning, it's like, what have I done?
ただそのなんていうの見える形で自分の体だから常に24時間、
mm.
あの自分に visible な状態でっていうのはやっぱこういう mutilation とか、
mm.
だけだろうね多分 I don't know
This Yeah, it's so in, here's an example In the late 1990s, Scottish surgeon Dr. Robert Smithamputated the legs of two patients at their request. While wow. the surgery involved National Health Service staff, each patient paid nearly $6,000 for their procedures.
God.
So their perfectly good functioning legs have been removed.
この二人は知り合いなの? The patients?
Well, the odds... Well, now they are. I don't know when...
Oh, so it's not like it's a couple or...
No, I think, oh, you know, okay. it's just this is the guy that's doing it. Might as well do two at once, I guess.
Wow. すごいね。So it is real. So 最初にこれのヘッドライン見たとき、本当かよって思ったんだけど、本当にあるんだね。あるディスオーダーなんだね。
うん。
まあ、ディスオーダーって本当にいろんな種類あるからね。もうなんか、本当にあると信じがたいようなものもさ、
Mm.
たくさん
well, they actually don't like it to be referred to as a disorder same as like transsexuals don't really like
right.
it to be referred to as a disorder or they don't want it to be pathologized is that
okay.
a word? I think it's
so
word.
It's more like what?
It's like what?
What is it more like? Like what do they how do they
It's this. Just a type of inner body being, I guess.
Okay.
I forget what the how they describe it exactly, but
okay.
it's just it's a variety of it's a kind of identity.
Hmm.
Like transgender is a kind of identity, I guess.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to kind of imagine and try to put yourself in that situation.
So,
so some of the cases that I read, there's a woman who's wearing leg braces that she doesn't need.
Okay.
And she's in a wheelchair, but she's like fine. But she feels like she should be in a wheelchair and should be wearing leg braces.
Mm-hmm. And that's this is different from Munchausen, right?
From what?
Munchausen syndrome.
Can you explain that?
Like, それもなんか症候群の一つでこう同情されたりとかこう人に助けてもらったりとかがすごく快感っていうかもうそれがどうしても欲しくなっちゃうまあ症候群のことでまあだから自分を傷つけたりとか自分の子供をあのなんていうの死なせちゃったりとかして
So like it has something to do with attention
yeah,
or receiving
yeah, yeah.
care I don't think so
So it's different
I think it's different yeah because it'sYou know, if you have your legs cut off and now people have to help you all the time, like, that's kind of annoying. I don't know if annoying...
What? why is it... If you're that person, why is it annoying that people are helping you, though?
But I don't think their motive is to be helped by other people.
Okay,
I think
okay.
it's just so who
it's
they
different.
Identify themselves as.
Mm.
And it, the feeling is so strong
mm.
that people have tried to cut their own arm off with like power tools.
Oh, God.
They actually arrange accidents.
Oh.
So they'll like get a construction job or something and arrange for there to be... They will contrive this accident situation where they lose...
Oh, my God.
Limb. And most of the people that have this are very secretive about this.
Okay.
And so there was one person that said, you know, he was like 70 years old or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I've been hiding this secret from my wife for so long that I wanted to have my legs removed. And
oh, God.
And then he like finally told her and then he like, had his legs removed. It's crazy. It's
まあでも人になかなか言いにくいよねとか言ってもなんか理解してもらえないから言うだけ無駄かなって思っちゃいそうだもんね本人だったら
And it seems like it's something that I don't know if it's genetic or there's like a environmental origin for this, but it seems like it comes on quite early, you know, kind of sets in the adolescent stage type of thing. But there's not so many cases.
Did you find any stats on this?
No, they don't have statistics on this because there's not that many people that have come out as being this. But a lot, they think a lot of people have done this, like manufactured an accident situation and lost a limb or something on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is beyond comprehension.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But this
transability or this body integrity identity disorder was added to the Emerging Measures and Models appendix section of the DSM-5 in 2013.
So
it is recognized as like a real
thing.
Thing.
Right, right.
A condition.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually that guy had his penis removed and then he served it to people.
Ah, Asagaya no?
In Asagaya, yeah.
He was transgender, right?
I don't think so.
I thought he was.
I thought he just said like I don't need this. Like I don't want this. I thought he was one of these he did have this body integrity identity disorder. That he just felt like he was asexual.
Asexual.
Like he has no sexual drive at all.
Right, right. Yeah, 本当に世界広いよね。いろんな人がいるよね。Right?
And it's interesting to see how, you know, this sort of thing kind of comes up and it's like, how does society, you know, deal with this thing? How do we understand this thing?
だからもう普通なんてものはもうないっていうのを分かってないといけないね。
Yeah.
本当に。何が普通とか、何がいい悪いとかもさ、人によって全然違うじゃん。
うん。
面白いよね。
And you can't really judge it.
そう本当そう理解できないからねジャッジもできないよね、yeah. そもそも
It's like well it's your body
yeah yeah
good luck
そうねというしかないよねだから、yeah. やるんだったらできるだけ安全な方法でやってねみたいなことしか言えないよね
yeah but to do that then you have to come out with it which so many of these people are not willing to do、which is why there was a guy who he did something to have his leg smashed by a concrete block.
Ow.
And then his co-workers like got him to the hospital and they saved his leg. They didn't need to amputate
no.
it. So now his leg is still there and it's fucked up.
Oh God, it's the worst.
Yeah. And so he like still wants to get rid of that leg.
Oh God.
It kind of reminds me of the I forget what it's called. What is it? What is the thing where it's like invisible limb?
Oh yeah. Other people's hand syndrome or something. なんかそういう名前ついてなかったっけ?
That doesn't sound familiar to me. But it's like when someone has a limb amputated and they feel like it's still there.
なんかかゆいとかねあるんだよね切った後も。
Yeah, there's some sort of it's like.It's part of
ghost,
who you...
Ghost なんとかみたいな。
Ghost? Limb?
なんか、うん。でもちょっと忘れちゃった。でもそう言うよ
ね。あの
足とか手とかね、切れちゃった後も痛みを感じたり痒くなったりするっていう。
Yeah, like it's as if it was there.
Yeah.
They feel the pain coming from it that's not there. So there's a very strange way that our limbs are kind of connected to us.
ね。
And...I've gotten sick and had a fever. There was like this weird sense of being disconnected from my limbs. So I was like on the computer and I was like looking at my hand and it was like, am I moving it right now? Yeah, like, do you
what?
Know what I'm saying?
No.
It was weird. Well, weird stuff happens to me when I have a fever. Like okay. I kind of go nuts. But you don't ever feel like you, if you just like put your hand on the table and think of it as an object.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and convince yourself that you can't make it move if you wanted to. I don't know where I'm going with this.
客観的に見るってことでしょ?
Yeah. It's just like trying to understand the relationship between you and your limbs and your body and the space that you take up.
確かになんかゲシュタルト崩壊みたいな感じでさ、こう自分の体とかもよくよく観察してたりとか、そうやって脳とどうつながってるとかを考えてると変な感覚になるときは確かにあるけど、なんかなんでこれがこんなとこについてるんだろうとかそこまでは思ったことないね、さすがに。It's like what is this みたいな。Why is it attached to me?
What would it feel like to have more arms?
Well, convenient? I don't know.
Is that a feeling? It would feel, you know, we're so used to being in the bodies that we're in, that it's kind of we don't really have perspective on what's happening when we control our bodies. There's a movement of becoming more aware of this. Through like yoga and meditation, and,
right,
and you can learn to like control your heart rate. And,
yeah, yeah. まあ意識をね、そっちに向けることでもっとこう感じれるようになるみたいな。
And that way, it's kind of related to the freediving thing, actually.
ふたきあいさん来てほしいね。もうこんなにマイケル大好きだから。
I haven't said it, but yeah, that would be nice to get.Elon Musk has started his own small and experimental school called Ad Astra. Disappointed in the traditional approach to education offered by the school his children were attending at the time, Musk decided to create a new gradeless educational program centered around problem solving. In an interview with Beijing Television, he describes the traditional approach as essentially teaching children about tools without learning what they are for. Because of this, the children do not understand what the relevance of the tools is.To problems in the real world. Ad Astra, on the other hand, begins with a problem and then introduces the tools as a means to solve the problem. This, the school only has a few students right now, but will increase to a 20 student body this fall and perhaps even more later on.
イーロン・マスク氏が自分の子供が通う学校の教育システムに納得がいかず、自らアドアストラという小さな私立の学校を設立していたことが北京テレビの取材で明らかになりました。アドアストラでは成績はつけず子どもの問題解決能力を伸ばすことに焦点を当てています。マスク氏は現在の教育システムでは子どもに何のためにそれを学ぶのか目的を告げずに手段だけを教えていると指摘し、そのせいで社会に出てから学校で習ったことが実際の問題解決に役立っていないと語りました。アドアストラでは真逆のアプローチを取り、まず子どもに問題提起をし、その解決法として手段を教えるという方法を取っています。現在生徒は少人数ですが、今年秋には20人に増える予定で、今後も規模を拡大する可能性があります。どうやったら子供を入れられますかって感じじゃない?
It might be expensive.
超高いでしょうね。だってこれ前読んだ時、自分の子供とテスラの社員の子供の数人だけしか入れてないって書いてあった。Mm. いいな。
But this is exactly what we've said this.Multiple times on here before. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Yet, pretty much every single school on the planet does the opposite.
そうなの。よく言ってるよね。前もなんか数学とかさ、これは何に使えばいいんだろうみたいな。
Yeah.
まあ。でもね、それを言うとやっぱ日本だと、いやなんか分かってないみたいな。なんでもなんか。今のをちゃんといろんな種類の科目をとりあえずやればいいんだみたいな言われるんだけど、それはわかるよ。いろんな科目に触れなくちゃいけないっていうのは、何に興味があるかわかんないから、そもそも子供は。ただそのやり方がさ、やっぱね、なんかこれ何に使うんだろうって思っててやり終わってもこれ何に使うんだろうって思ってるんじゃ意味ないよね。
It's like
暗記しただけで、
you know, they're doing, you know, What's the easiest way to teach it, rather than what's the easiest way to learn it?
そうだね。
And that's stupid.
そうね。そう、問題解決法ね、問題提起をまずするっていうところがね、なんかこう問題を解決しなくちゃ、 そのためにこれが使えるんだみたいなね。
Yeah, it's obvious then、ね、what the point of the tool is.
うん、英語とかもそうだし、言語もそうなんだけどね、本当は。
Yeah, if the math problem, I mean, the problems that you're solving in the math class are just abstract math problems. There's, it's like this plus、yeah. this equals, you know, that's just completely abstract.
Yeah.
And then the situations that they do create, like word problems, are so contrived. It's like the train is going this direction,、
yeah.
leaves at this time,
and yeah.
it's going this fast, and someone's driving in a car in the opposite direction. It's like, what? This is like a scenario from the movie Speed.
Yeah,
this is completely contrived and bullshit.
そうなんだよね。なんかこの状況実際にないよなみたいなさ。
Mm-hmm.
だから小学校1年生ぐらいまだいいんだよね。そのお釣りはいくらになるでしょうかとかさ、リンゴがのいくら残るでしょうとかさ、まだなんか現実の世界にちょっと近い分には応用できるけど、
you get that and now you're bored, you know, so they it needs to keep going、ね、
これいいな。もうこれビリオネアとかだったら絶対自分の子供ここにいくら払っても入れるよね。
うん、
like please 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 experimental でも何でもいいからみたいな。
The example that he gave、as a metaphor for this is like teaching people about screwdrivers and how to use screwdrivers、
mm.
rather than, you know, if you say, oh, like here's a screwdriver and you're learning about a screwdriver and you're, now you're really good at using screwdrivers, but that's not interesting、
mm.
you should start with like, here is an engine and we need to take it apart to fix、mm. this thingSo in order to do that, here are tools that will help us do that.
Yeah.
And so you put it in that sort of a practical context.
Yeah.
And now it's interesting、
mm.
because so, there's、ね、something to actually solve.、
Mm.
Tools aren't that interesting without the thing that you're working on.
そうなんだよね。なんか歴史の授業とかもそうじゃない？結構いろいろ昔のことを分かってることによって、それをベースに新しいディシジョンを作れるわけじゃん将来、
うん、
それをなんていうの、昔の人たちから学んでることなわけだから、実際物語みたいにさ、うん、ただなんかこう何百何十何年に誰々が何したとかさ、年号ばっかりをこう暗記させられて年号だけをテストで、ね、書くとことかもあってさ、それって何に使えるのかなって、
yeah.
確かにずっと思ってたし。
Well, I think there's the idea that that's the easier way to learn it because it's less stuff, it's condensed.
そうなんだよね。で、それがなんかもうみんなスタンダードになってるじゃん。で、みんな慣れすぎて別に文句も言わないでさ、何十年も同じようにやってるじゃん。で、テストでそれで点数がついて、あの推薦で高校大学行けるか決まるみたいなさ、なんか。ね、もうちょっとなんかさ、これおかしくないっていうのがあってもいい気もするけど。
And you know, Elon Musk is the master of solving problems.
Yeah.
So, I think he's right about this.
Mm. ね。Yeah, like I would send my kids there if I had enough money.
He said that his kids love going to school.
でしょうね。でもこれをさ、これ言ってなかったわけじゃん、公にあんまり、
うん、
これこんなに公になっちゃうとすごいいろんな人たちから連絡来そうじゃない、自分の子供入れたい。
Yeah, there's no barrier to making schools like this、
うん、
There's no reason why someone couldn't just open a private school that operates this way.
No, I know someone who did it in Japan.
Hmm.
He made an international school here. And he's doing, he's taking, まあここまで革新的ではないかもしれないけど、でもあの、なんていうの、ツールとか結構その面白いテクノロジー、新しいツールを子供に使わせたりとか、
mm.
まあ結構プラクティカルなことを教えてたりするから面白いけど。 Yeah, I want my kids to go to like cool schoolsじゃないと私本当にモンスターペアレントになりそうだもん。
So many people pay so much money for education, send their kids to all these really expensive private schools and all this, and then just the methodology is completely backwards.
そうだね、なんかもったいないよね、長い間学校行くのにさ。だって結構長いじゃん、小学校6年で中高で6年でしょ。 その12年間でさ毎日行くわけだからね結構なこと教えられるよね
And part of it is the test-based focus because the test is you know, the way the tests are structured is you know, did you memorize this stuff and can you do these abstract problems so that's part of the problem
そうねテストがあるからね
Yeah, but and you don't have to remember things for a long time. The best thing about this approach is by, you know, presenting the engine and you need to take it apart and fix something. By giving things a context, there are new anchor points for you to reinforce memories. You know, because the things you learn are directly connected to the problem that you're solving.
Right.
So, and that's the way our brain works. We don't do well learning things in an abstract way or in a vacuum. It's just not how the mind works. You can do it short term and do well on a test.
And forget all about
it. It's completely impractical.
そうだね。いいね。どこにあるんだろうね。
I don't know.
サンフランシスコとか。お話は終わりですか
以上です
以上あのこの間の特別編すごいあのよかったねフィードバック
yeah,
聞いてくれた人ありがとうあと宮川さんもありがとう
yeah, he's awesome.
阿佐ヶ谷くんだりまで来ていただいてすごい楽しかったねなんか自分でも聞いてても不思議な感じだったもん宮川さんの声と自分の声が同じ録音の中に入ってるっていう、
yeah. It made me more interested in technology again and like programming and stuff.
楽しかったね。
Yeah.
今日マミのコラムが出た。あの宮川さんのやつを撮った直後にあのタイに行ったから、そう友達の結婚式で楽しかったっていう話。なので興味ある人は文字おしゃべり読んでみてください。あと引き続き、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので。
はい。
あとアプリ。文字起こしを iPhone と Android のアプリでダウンロードできますので文字起こしのテキストが見たい人はよろしくお願いしますあと Amazon、
We have 8 Kumachan Seijin shirts left
あと8個
yeah, so
S サイズ S サイズのくまちゃん成人 T シャツ欲しい人はあと8枚だけ残ってるの でこれでもう終わりだよねくまちゃん成人は
Yep
あと宇宙トレーナーまだ販売してますので欲しい方はぜひそうだね暑いけどはい終わり
Yep
終わりバイ
バイ